from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, the Royals begin a three-game series in Boston tonight. 6:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show on at 5 o'clock to get you set for the weekend series. The Royals get Cole Reagans on the mound. Boston has not officially named who is starting tonight. It's to be determined, so we'll let you know if that gets passed along. But as we were discussing earlier, Salvador Perez, 4-1 to hit a home run tonight. Dusty's already making the bet before he even knows who the pitcher is.
Well, I can't on DraftKings yet because they've TBA'd the starter, but I will put one unit, $10, on Salvador Perez at a home run tonight in
Fenway.
Over the monster.
I mean, we'll all sign up for that.
What else is trending? Well, Patrick Mahomes, kid number 3 on the way. Congratulations to the Mahomes family. 3 kids, 3 rings in a row. Seems fitting. Also, Mahomes won Best Male Athlete last night at the ESPYs. We are in a different time now. Where you're sending your head coach out to accept the award in your honor because you're in Tahoe.
Think about you're right. Like where we're at. I mean, many years ago, it was a huge deal in Kansas City. Like, oh wow, our quarterback won male athlete of the year. Now it's like he doesn't need to show up.
Yeah, what was it when Belichick was winning AFC championships? He was just like handing it off, like yeah, whatever. That's like how Andy Reid is now too. He's like, yeah, this is great.
Kelsey wasn't there. I saw Pacheco and
they're all in Tahoe.
Pacheco and a few of the guys were at the award ceremony.
Yeah,
I saw the clip. I guess we can play. This was Nikki Glaser, comedian. She was getting ready to introduce and announce, I guess, Mahomes is the winner. But listen to her stand up.
I've actually been a huge fan of sports ever since I first watched Taylor Swift watch a football game. It really changed my life because now I know who Patrick Mahomes is. I mean, before I only knew him as that guy in the State Farm ads, and based on his acting, I just assumed he was the CEO's son. But truly, it is such an honor to present the award for Best Male Athlete. The nominees include peak athletes who push their bodies to the limit and also a golfer.
Drew, help us out.
I'm sorry, Scotty. I do know that golfing is hard. I mean, there's putting, chipping, and driving over a cop's leg. I mean...
Damn, Nikki.
What I'm trying to say is that nothing will stand in the way of these incredible athletes in their pursuit of greatness. I mean, except the Florida Panthers. But... Boy, Connor, that must have hurt. To lose a game of ice hockey to a place that doesn't even have ice. For now, the only Stanley Cup Connor will get to hold is the one his wife asked him to grab out of the cabinet. But let's get to it, because no one is more excited to find out the winner than me.
Oh, we didn't get some good jabs in there.
Yeah.
We cut off the... We cut off the last part. She made a joke about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, saying nobody's more excited than me. Well, maybe Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. That was the last part.
Oh, anyway. that was where the video ended, where I cut it from.
Okay.
Jeez, okay.
No, it's all good. All right. Nikki Glaser's great. She's hilarious. Anyway, next up on What's Trending, every indication now it's been confirmed that Paul Skenes is going to start the All-Star game for the NL, which is a no-brainer. Yesterday had a chance for a no-hitter. We're going to talk more about this in a little bit, but his manager decided to pull him out in the seventh inning after pitching seven innings. So actually in the eighth inning, decided to pull him out. Mm-hmm. But Paul Skenes, first rookie since Hideo Nomo in 1995 to start a All-Star game.
That's pretty insane. He could also be the first Cy Young winner as a rookie as another Dodgers pitcher in Fernando Valenzuela. Also, what's trending, more baseball, love it or not, I'm actually interested in this documentary. It is a Pete Rose documentary coming out in the next few days on HBO Max. Good time for that. Downtime in sports. The summer. I'm just interested, man, because, like, I mean, obviously Pete Rose was before all of our times, but just to see, like, him portrayed in a documentary, to see where it started, where it went, and where it's at, I think that's interesting, because that's what I look for in documentaries. If I don't know fully, or if I know a loose base of the story, I know how it ended for Pete. I know he was one of the greatest hitters, if not the greatest hitter of all time, him or Tony Gwynn, or however you want to look at it, Stan Musial, Ted Williams. I'm interested in this documentary, to be honest with you. Sports documentaries do it for me. Crime documentaries do it for me. This has a little bit of both.
Do we know if Pete's actually talking in this?
I have no
idea. If he's getting money for it, you better believe Pete's doing it.
He has to get money for it. I mean, that guy's out at Mandalay Bay shops in Vegas outside signing autographs every damn day. It's kind of sad.
Heck yeah, dude. I want Pete Rose's autograph. They're going to put him
in the Hall of Fame. They're not even that expensive to get because he signs so much.
And then he's going to die, and they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame, and then...
Yeah, go up a little bit, but he's honestly signed so many items that it's not a rare signature. It's not like you can get a signed Pete Rose jersey very inexpensive.
Cool, buy me one.
No thanks.
Okay, Mr. Hollywood.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Dusty filling in for Cody, as you can hear. You can hear his voice.
Yes.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Club 610 on a Friday. I'm told gin and tonic is the drink that we will have made from our buddy Andrew over at Jay Rieger & Co.
I love Jay Rieger. They have such a great setup.
They do.
That's a good first date place, too.
Haven't gone there for a first date, but look, downstairs you go, what is it, the Hey Hey Club, I think it is, downstairs, the Speakeasy.
Have you ever been at the other side of that railroad?
The bar across the street?
No, I'm saying get to the bar, like the railroad's going by. It's the slowest moving railroad track.
Oh, you get stuck
every time.
I was at an event there not too long ago, and yeah, you get stuck, but you have to take an alternate route.
I think you and I, Dusty, were leaving our event.
You remember
event
what I did, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I hopped the rail car.
Yeah, he jumped.
It was making the sound like it was getting ready to move, and I was like, I've either got to go through
I'm standing there for a long time.
Yeah, you were out of your car, and you drove.
It was on the other side.
Yeah.
And the train had stopped. Gotcha. And it was getting ready. The engine sounded, and I looked at Drew and I think Binkley, somebody else, and I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to be here for another 30 minutes. So I jumped on the car. I went between it, and I jumped to the other side and made it.
That's
I don't suggest it.
Yeah,
but,
I wouldn't do that. I would not do that.
Not everybody's me.
Mm.
According to the text line, I'm the most arrogant host at 610, apparently.
I saw that.
I did not know that was a thing.
I did see that.
I missed that one.
I did not. And neither did Gold. Gold read it and then looked directly into my soul and was like, did you see the text? And I was like, of course.
I didn't read it on air. I wasn't going to mention it on air.
You saw it and then you looked right into my soul like, oh, Dusty saw that.
Someone says they got kicked out for making out in the lobby waiting for an Uber with a chick that they met at the bar.
Well, you're already on your way
out. Old fashions, they said. Nice spelling of the old fashions, too. That's a good
fashion.
One. I like that, actually. That's good. Anyway, we'll give you another chance to qualify for our NCAA video game tournament coming up at 12:30. But I know we focused on college football actually a little bit this week with Big 12 Media Days going on. And I was surprised that so openly the commissioner of the college football playoff talked about how the at-large spots are going to be selected. Because remember, it's expanded. If you win your conference, you're one of the top teams, you would get a bye. But not hosting a game at home. If you get in the first round, you have an opportunity to host as an at-large. And that's where all three local schools could come into play. And the quote that was given, maybe it's just saying the quiet part out loud, and this is just what it's always been, but I hate this. And here's what it was. Quote from Rich Clark. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of factors that are going to go into this. Weather is going to be a factor. because this game later in the year in the winter than they normally would. Hotels are also a factor. Do they have the level of hotels that would be expected for a playoff game and the availability when we need it? Everything from ticket sales to managing how we distribute the tickets. It's not a game that they have been planning on for 6 to 8 months. Because remember, they'd only have a week or two notice to get ready for these. But this sucks. Yeah. Like, if this.
Yeah, I'm letting you two cook here because this is like your. This is your field here.
This sucks, yeah. Dusty, because I know. We already know the committee is biased at times.
Right.
When they select, whether it's SEC bias, whatever it may be.
At times?
Right.
Yeah, like all the time?
And so now, if you're already saying that in determining who could host these at large site games in the first round of the tournament, you're saying that if there's an equal record resume of, let's use the locals. KU, K-State paired up with, let's go with Florida and pick an ACC school. I don't know, where the weather's a little more warmer.
Florida State.
Florida State. Sure. And you're going to say that, well, because it's going to be 25 degrees in Columbia or Manhattan or Kansas City in the case of KU this year, you're going to pick that school. Like, that just sucks. That's absurd to me. And the commissioner of the college football playoff is already saying that weather is actually going to factor. It's college football. Who cares what the weather is?
It's football in general, like what you said. You were referencing that earlier, Dusty. Like, have we just lost the idea of being able to play in cold weather in general? Like, it's like for instance, if Georgia, like, there have been games where Georgia has been chilly in November, like outside. Sanford Stadium is an outdoor stadium. It is chilly in November in North Georgia. It just is. In Tennessee, it's chilly. It doesn't make that big of a difference. And for them to try to make the excuse that they only have a couple weeks to prepare for the game, to me, is complete BS, because in that two-week frame, the weather doesn't change. It's not like it goes from 75 degrees in Manhattan to 20 in the span of 2 weeks in the month of December. We know they're taking an uncontrollable element and making it have more of an impact, or actually any impact, when it shouldn't. It shouldn't have that. If K-State is undefeated and if K-State's undefeated, they don't win the Big 12, but they're undefeated and they should be hosting a playoff game, but they let 9-3 Florida State host it instead. It's BS.
Yeah, this kind of stuff that has happened for a while. I just to see that is going to be factoring in. Mm-hmm. We know it's all about money. I understand it. We all recognize where the college game has gone. Realignment's all about money. But to see that you could miss out on hosting a college football playoff game just because your weather's 20 degrees colder than another place would just be insane. They're doing this so they can cherry pick to fit whatever they're, you know, they pick. We keep using Florida State. Fine. Like, they pick Florida State. They're laying out that these are all the factors. So then they can, for this one, they can make the case and say, well, you know, there was a convention in town. There just weren't going to be any hotels. But as you pointed out, Drew, it's not like you're bringing 500,000 people to the town for the college football playoff game.
Right.
You're having the whatever the attendance to the capacity is, plus maybe other people want to be part of it. Like, if you're a K-State fan, even if you don't have tickets to go to a game in Manhattan that weekend, maybe you want to be in Manhattan, though, because it's going to be a special weekend. But you're not having an extra 200,000 people come to town for that. It's not. This isn't the Super Bowl. This isn't the World Cup, where you got to make sure you have a million hotels available.
I just, my only take on this is, like, what happened to the days of just playing football and playing football? Like, seriously, like, so you can be rewarded by not playing in your own stadium in the first round and getting a home game. But now it's like, oh, well, actually, here's what we're going to do. We're going to move to a better location. Let's just play the damn game. Snow, rain, wind, whatever.
Play the game at the place that is most deserving.
This seems
all matters. If it's a dome, lucky you. If it's not, it is what it is.
Somebody mentioned previously, it's only the FBS that has this problem. Division I FCS, D2, D3, NAIA, they play wherever the game is.
But money's not at stake as much. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much money involved.
But money shouldn't be a factor in determining where to play, because the idea of that doesn't make any legitimate sense for you to come out and say, hey, we care about all of our 134 member schools, when you don't. If anything, you could take Tennessee out, because they're not hosting a game in Tennessee in December. It's not warm enough.
But they'll use whatever logic they need, because that's an SEC team. So
correct.
Somehow won't apply to them because they're in the SEC, even though they're in the colder
weather. Well, then maybe Missouri is okay then.
Who knows? Well, no, because they'll say Tennessee's a bigger brand. So this is what I'm saying. This is why it
Colt's
sucks.
Colt's hot with this, man.
This is why it sucks.
His Jayhawks get to play at Arrowhead, though.
In a weird way, though, if this scenario played out, they would have the hotels, they would have the state, like,
yeah,
they would have more.
They wouldn't have the weather, though. Plus, no. They would think KU just doesn't have the brand. We're going to let... We'll let Florida State host Kansas instead.
These factors are all just to help out the SEC. That's all it is.
In the end, yeah.
What runs college football? The SEC.
The Big Ten and the SEC.
The Big Ten should be pissed at this.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see...
None of them are
I want to see
teams.
Georgia go up to Michigan.
Yes.
I want to see Ole Miss have to go play at the Horseshoe. You know what I mean? Like that, I want to see that.
Everybody does.
This year's Miami Dolphins and Chiefs game will not be played in Arrowhead because the temperature is negative 10 below zero with the feel, and we're going to play this game in Miami. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
essentially the same thing. So Miami, the seventh seed according to the ring, gets to play the Chiefs in their own stadium, even though the Chiefs are the higher seed.
Well, and that's where
kiss my ass.
When you get to the neutral site games and you get to the championship, fine. You want to put the Super Bowl on a neutral site. It has been fine. It makes sense.
It's a championship game.
Makes sense. I think that's where they also screwed up is the way that they should have done this is allowed. I get that they have the neutral sites and the matchups and all the stadiums picked out. But I think for what college football offers, the unique experience, the first two rounds should be on campus. And then the final four and the championship game should be a neutral site. You can still have the Rose Bowl or the Cotton Bowl at Sanford Stadium in Georgia. Like you can still have the bowl there attached to it. And I do think what college football should do is just put the Rose Bowl as the national championship site and just have it there every single year because it makes sense. It's fitting for college football. You give Georgia, even though they get a bye, they still get to host a game. I think it's as much about, I think, showcasing the city as it is actually having the teams that deserve to host games because a lot of people have never been to Manhattan, Kansas. Like, it's a cool place. You've never been there before. You can cross it off of the list not that it would be a bucket list for some people, but it might end up being a really fun spot that a lot of people are like, you know what? That was a really fun time being in Manhattan, and I had never been there before. It's cool to be able to experience those things.
12-team playoff, we all know, starts up. So Friday, December 20th would be the first-round game, and then that Saturday. And that same weekend is when I think the Chiefs at Arrowhead at least play the Texans. So if one of the local schools or both are in this thing, it just could be a crazy weekend football-wise for football, period, in the metro area.
Do we know how they work the field and stuff like that? Because I know that there is a game, I believe, this season, which KU plays on a Saturday and the Chiefs play on a Sunday.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's September or if it's October, but I think there's a day where it lines up in back-to-back days.
Yeah, they obviously have some plan to flip the field.
I hate it. It annoys me that they're just going to change. Like, I'd like to...
Did you not want the field... Were you pro-expansion of the playoff?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's still going to expand even more.
I agree. I just don't think much is going to change, if that's what you're alluding to, where it's like, it's going to expand to 12, but it doesn't suddenly mean that you're going to get a bunch of group of five teams in or anything like that.
I think it would be cool even if they went to this extent. I know that they wouldn't be the higher ranked, but Boise State goes undefeated. Let Boise State host a playoff game. Put them as the five seed. Let them play somebody.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. That's like your second love.
That's my second school, if I had a second school, yeah.
Was it their stadium where like seagulls were flying into the state because they thought it was a body of water?
The blue.
Somebody from the text line brought it up. Chiefs Black Friday and then KU the next day.
There you go.
Yeah.
If it rains, man, that would be really interesting to see.
Probably they're probably way more willing to have the Chiefs play and then go to the college versus if it was KU first and screwing up the field for.
Somebody asked, does the NCAA get the ticket money from the host city? If not, who cares where it's
played? I'm sure there's some.
Some sort of between
the
lines.
But remember, this is not the NCAA.
I don't think the
college football playoff is not. That's why they don't need the NCAA. Like, the NCAA does not run the college football playoff. It is the college football playoff runs the college football playoff.
The FBS is all on their own. FCS, yeah. D2, D3, NAIA, all of that is NCAA. Which is why their playoff is technically a little bit better. At least there's not as many question marks and gray spots where you mentioned it, and right when you started talking about this, Gold, this was never a thing when it originally came out. This was never an aspect of the at-large bids at all until all of a sudden it's been brought up.
It'll get more attention.
Months before the season, a couple months before the season starts.
Get more attention next week because the same individual will speak at SEC media days and that'll get more attention down there than maybe Big 12 media days. But this flew under the radar. I saw, I think it was John Bishop, the reporter. I give him credit for highlighting that comment. Cause like, wait a second, why is nobody talking about this more? That the commissioner of the college football playoff just admitted that basically weather and hotels might factor who they choose to host first round playoff games. That's nuts. Anyway, Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to qualify once again for the college football video game tournament that we're doing out at Hy-Vee Arena with Level Up. You had a question for me to start the show today. It relates to the Royals and where they're positioned so far this week heading into the break.
Yeah, the question just as firmly, do you still think that the division cannot be won by the Kansas City Royals because of the fact that over the last week or so, we've started to see maybe Cleveland show some signs of being human. They just lost 3 out of 4 against Detroit. Royals come off a sweep of a 2-game series in St. Louis. They get 10 runs against Colorado in their final game on the road. They put up some runs against St. Louis. They now go into a huge series against Boston, which we'll talk about a little later, because the focus on this is, do you think there's a chance, they're 7 games out, we're getting ready to start the All-Star game, that there's a chance that the Royals still have some life in the AL Central to win that division?
So look, I'll never actually say 0%, but I'm done focusing on the division. I've said that for a couple days now. Still feel that way. Feel great about how they looked against St. Louis, but that doesn't change anything for the division. I think when you sit 7 back, there's 2 teams in front of you. That's the other challenge. It's not just getting to Cleveland. You also have to hope the Twins come back a little bit, and you're only 2.5, I think, behind Minnesota. The Royals' focus from a fan perspective for me, and when I look at the rest of the season, it's about the wild card. I'm not saying the guys in the clubhouse are giving up on the division. Of course not. The organization's not giving up on the division. But I think that's the realistic path. And it would be a hell of an accomplishment, Dusty, to get in as a wild card team. That's why they still need to make a move or two, and they will by the time we get to the trade deadline. But it's about the wild card. This weekend series, finding a way to make sure you narrow the gap or even have the lead over the Red Sox for the final wild card spot. I just think divisionally, even if you think the Guardians aren't playing as well, you haven't done. You've gained a ton of ground. They have the same record as you do the last 10 games. So we're like, man, the Guardians, maybe they're not playing as well. They're 5-5 in their last 10. The Royals are 5-5 in their last 10.
Yeah, but the previous 10, Cleveland was what, 8-2, and they were consistently winning.
Thank goodness they're only 7.5 or 7 back, I guess.
Then. Right, and so this is one of those things where, you know, it's the Royals aren't dead yet, I don't think, in the division. I don't think they will be. You look at what the Royals have done. You have Chris Bubich coming back. He looked great the other night in a high leverage situation, 2-run lead in the 8th inning, went out there 1-2-3, got a strikeout, no hits, no walks, no runs, no nothing. And that adds to your team and gives you strength. Cleveland had battled massive injuries this year. They lose their Cy Young winning pitcher in Shane Bieber. He's out for the entire year. Other injuries have happened and they've just continued to roll. And people ask the question, does Cleveland ever falter? This is, to me, the first time that we have really seen Cleveland kind of have a hiccup in their pickup. And they lose 3 out of 4 to Detroit. Yes, it's on the road. Road series are tough to do. They go to Tampa Bay this weekend for 3. Royals go to Boston. Royals win 2 out of 3. They lose 2 out of 3. We have a different conversation of what teams have done in their last 10 games. Royals are significantly better, and that's where you make things up. My thing is, you look at this rotation. You're going to Boston, right? We've talked about this earlier with your loaded guns. You have a rotation that is strong, still together, and you have a bullpen that gained an arm. You have a closer that might have his, you know, he might have his infantry back behind him as well because he's getting those little full-day saves, back-to-back games. Had a 5-out save the other night. Looks like he's back to himself. And where I can see the Royals starting to trend up on the chart, I can also see Cleveland starting to trend down. Now, I know that there are steps to get to before we can talk about the almighty, which is the division leader, but take care of Boston. Tampa takes care of Cleveland. You go to the All-Star break. You come back from the All-Star break, and you play 6 games in the month of July, at the end of, in the rest of July, against the White Sox, and Cleveland has a very tough schedule. You still got to worry about Minnesota, but again, maybe we're starting to see Cleveland kind of come back down to life because we had to think, are they really going to win 106 games? Maybe not.
For a while, we've all been saying no, and I still think the answer is no, but are they going to win now 98 games? Like, I think there's a chance that, unfortunately, the Guardians win 98, and I think if we're being realistic, the Royals are not going to get to 98. They don't have to get a playoff spot, though, thank goodness. Right. Wild card spot, it might take 92, might take 91. I think the Royals, I don't remember the exact pace they're on now, but it at one point,
like 86.
We probably thought that 86 or 87 would get it done. My guess is they're going to need to get to 90. I think the Royals are going to need to get to 90 to get in the wild card. I don't know if you agree with that number, but that seems to me where it's going to head. The tricky thing about the Guardians is they have overcome some things and it hasn't hurt them as much as we all thought.
Right. You know, it hasn't hurt them yet.
Fair. And no doubt, Shane Bieber being out all year didn't have the impact yet. Stephen Kwan was out for the first month. They didn't miss a beat. He's back. He's also playing great along with Jose Ramirez. The Royals, I guess they can go and add pieces, but let's not act like there's not still some concerns that could also hurt them in this race. You know, my biggest concern for the Royals, other than just going and adding a bullpen arm, honestly, is the innings issues later on in August and in September for guys that, as great as Lugo and Reagans have been, they are. They're in the damn All-Star game next week.
One might start.
Right, and Lugo should, although I think it might be Skubal of the Tigers. Most innings that Lugo's going to pitch in his career are going to happen this year.
Yeah.
Same with Reagans. And so what does that mean for performance slash injury risk? We're going to talk about that with Paul Skeens a little bit coming up on the other side. But that's going to be fun to see, obviously, in the back half. Can they run down the Guardians? And they have six left against them. But I just decided not to focus on the Central and standing watch the Central. It's all about what is happening with the Red Sox, what's happening with the Astros, who are right behind you, and even maybe the Rangers, who suddenly have won, what, six or seven in a row.
They're bringing it back. It's getting hot in Texas.
It's going to be fun. It's just fun that we're even having these conversations about the Royals. Up next, though, let's talk about Paul Skeens. He's going to be the NL starter, but the decision that was made yesterday not to let him finish the no-hit bid, plus the random question of the day right here on Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold. Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Club 610 opens up. Got our friend Andrew from Rieger & Co.
This would be this would be a good karaoke song for you.
Yeah, well, I've definitely heard this one.
Drew killed it too soon.
Yeah, he didn't let the music play out. That's fine. We'll have some music during Club 610.
Hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
Coming up.
We lay yonder on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Love me some Alan Jackson, baby. God, I'm ready for Friday.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 15 minutes. Alex Gold, Drew Nixon, Dusty Likens with you. It's Cody and Gold. All right, it is time, though, to qualify someone for our football tournament. July 23rd, you must be available that day if you're calling in. First caller, 913-586-7610.
Bring it.
Tell Drew school you're planning on playing with, and then you got to come on air, sing a little fight song. We'll have another chance to qualify at 1. Spoiler. Two chances in the 1 o'clock hour. Bonus. Somebody dropped out a couple days ago already. They didn't know they
had
to be available.
Check that. I thought you were going Jim Rome on me.
No.
I'm just kidding. That's from earlier. Inside jokes
that
don't work for radio.
That was an off-air conversation.
Yeah, they don't work on radio. I'm sorry.
That's an off-air conversation.
The lesson Vern taught me. He's like, Dusty, on Inside Jokes don't work.
Nobody's going to know the joke, but yeah. So we'll have Drew get this set up, and then we'll get to the random question of the day in a little bit. But Paul Skeens, you mentioned, an Al starter.
Yeah.
No-brainer decision. Promote your biggest stars. And that's why yesterday was frustrating when he had a no-hitter going through seven. For the Pirates, you and I had a bet on the strikeouts yesterday.
Yep.
And he cashed that, 11 strikeouts. And he had 99 pitches. And for some reason, and I'm guilty of this too, because we always reference the pitch number when we talk about use of players. Since like 100 pitches, like why do we all freak out when we hear, oh my gosh, he's at 100 pitches. So their manager pulled him at 99 pitches, despite the no-hitter. He had pitched 106 prior. The game before, he's got over 100 pitches four other times. Why not let him go that particular time over 100 again?
Let Livy Dunn tell you why.
Boyfriend Paul almost had a no-hitter, but they pulled him before the game was over. Knowing how much of a competitor he is, how much do you think he would like to have finished that game?
You know what? It would have been a cool accolade to say that you threw a no-hitter your rookie year, but also you got to make that arm last long. So I don't blame them.
Well, what is she going to say? Call it the organization?
Yes.
Girlfriend of Paul Skeens calls out manager Derek Shelton.
You got to make that arm last long.
I understand there's a fine balance of protecting your star, right?
Sure.
You don't want to lead him. But do we have all this evidence that, oh my gosh, he's throwing extra 10, 15 pitches. Oh my gosh, now he's going to have Tommy John surgery. They're having Tommy John anyway, Dusty.
Or they're also banking that he's probably going to throw a no-hitter at least once more in his career.
It just sucks. It was an afternoon game, so I'm not trying to act like it was a nationally televised Friday, Sunday night game and the world was watching. But do it for Pirates fans that have had struggles for you.
Or Pirates fans are on the opposite side. They're like, take him out. I want to protect him.
I think there's a mixed bag with it.
Sure. For 1,000%. 100%. If I gave you the over-under on 1.5 no-hitters in Paul Skeens' career today, what would you take?
Say that again?
1.5 no-hitters in Paul Skeens' career. What are you taking? Over, under?
I mean, there's been, 300 and something no-hitters in baseball history?
Sure.
I'll go.
You go under?
Under, but he gets one.
Yeah, I guess.
What's Verlander got? Like two or three?
I'll go over, but I feel like I'd be getting plus money by taking the over.
You'd be plus money if they let him stay in yesterday.
I would. I don't know. It's a tough call. I get it, but also at the same time, I feel like we've set this since 100 pitch, like as if nobody's ever been able to pitch 115. Like Nolan Ryan, these
back
other
pitchers.
Back
in my day, we threw 300 pitches in 300 innings.
Like go back and in the 80s or 90s and look at some of the pitch counts.
It's a different game, Gold. It's a different game.
I understand it. The velocity is different. But if he's probably going to need Tommy John surgery in the next 6 years.
Jeez.
Probably.
Dang.
God.
Well, look, that's what's happening in baseball.
I know, but still.
I mean, that's a bet I'd make
Nolan
as well.
Nolan Ryan never had Tommy John surgery. He threw 370 innings a year.
I'll make a bet that he probably has Tommy John in 6 years.
So I don't want to take that bet. That's bad juju.
What are we worried about him getting 117 pitches yesterday for?
I don't know. You ready for some more disappointment with Paul Skeens of a future bet? They're probably going to shut him down towards the end of the season when they're not in contention. And they're going to save him for the next year.
Yeah.
I guarantee you won't play the last month of the season.
All right, let's go out to the hotline. We've got a next qualifier for the college football tournament. It looks like we've got Rusty who joins us. Rusty, what's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
We're good. You ready for this tournament? Have you played college football video game before?
Sure.
Okay. What school are you planning on using, and what school's fight song are you singing?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Okay. All right, Drew, got the music. Once you hear it, go ahead and start.
All right. Talk about the Sooners, the Aggies, and the Braves. Talk about the tiger and his tail. You talk about the Huskers, those old corn husking boys. But I'm a bird to make them weep and wail. Because I'm a J-J-J-J-J Hawk up at Lawrence on the call. I'm a J-J-J-J-J Hawk with a sis boom bop rock. Rock chalk, baby.
There you go. That'll get it done. That'll get it done when we put you on hold. Rusty,
I'll give you some credit. Join him, Gold.
No.
Gold only sings one song, and it's Tequila.
That's right.
I'll give that a C+.
Yo, it's not the worst performance, not the best, though.
C's get degrees.
That was out of the, what have we had, six people sing, eight people so far?
Probably fourth best.
That's fifth, yeah.
Okay.
What?
Just
next chance to qualify, 1:00, by the way. For our college football video game tournament at Hy-Vee Arena.
And then there's another time, too?
We're going to do twice in the 1 o'clock. We have an extra spot. We had somebody that didn't know the availability that qualified earlier in the week and said, hey, I appreciate him calling back. Gave up his spot. So we've got two spots still during our show to give up in the 1 o'clock hour.
I'm just pissed.
That's another KU person, too.
There's a lot of KU people in this tournament.
Rob's got some competition.
You've got some competition.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to beat KU. Rob's already committed.
Stop.
No, I might be Boise State. Might be Texas.
No, you're going to be Jalen.
Might be LSU.
You're going to be Jalen Daniels.
Might be LSU.
Who? Me?
Oh, no, I'm saying.
Who, me? Have you seen those videos? Who, me?
No.
He's a guy that does, like, NASCAR driving. And he just constantly causes wrecks, and people get so pissed at him, and then he just goes, who, me? That's what that reminds me.
I've not seen those.
I'll send one to you. I'm sure I'll see it on Instagram later. They announced a damn starter for Boston yet, so I can put this bet in before I leave Kansas.
Have they not announced?
I don't think so. We're like 4 hours away.
Hmm.
No starter named. That's BS, dude. By the way, Vern at 5 o'clock.
That's right.
Vern's pregame show, 5 o'clock, 610 Sports Radio. That wasn't much better, let's be honest, but because it was a KU song, I'm sure he's better.
That's for the text line.
Nobody's beaten our guy for Georgie yesterday.
That was the best performance.
That is.
He was.
That is nailed.
Can we get some MU love? Someone's got to call in that's willing to sing the fight song to qualify.
Oregon, Miami, Ohio State, Georgia.
Yeah, we have.
KU,
only today have we had people call in for the locals to qualify.
This text was like from a long time ago.
Okay.
But somebody was like, gin and tonics today. You boys better get some food and build a base.
Well, Dusty inhaled some pasta.
Which everyone probably heard that I ate.
I heard you burp.
Sorry.
No, I know. So we heard you eat.
No one heard me eat. You're just making up lies.
I think they can hear you eat. When someone just stuffed their face
eating,
right before.
I wasn't eating on the microphone.
But they heard you eat.
Although one time I did a Rockers high school game in my early days of producing, and Mark Miller downed a hot dog the entire time on the microphone.
Like Lizzie.
Yeah. He's like, Dustin, are we back yet? I'm like, you're still on. I can hear you eating the hot dog. I'm like, my goodness. MLB's trying to figure out how to pick somebody besides a Royal to start.
Well, look, I want Seth Lugo to start in the All-Star game, but if they end up picking Skubal of the Tigers, it's not some grand conspiracy. He's had an unbelievable season as well, and he's the Cy Young favorite. I want it to be Seth Lugo. He deserves to star in the game, but acting like if it ends up being Skubal, it's like, oh my gosh, how could they? That's
he
not
was robbed.
Case. That's not what would be going on there.
Too bad it's just not at Kauffman Stadium again. You just boo the starting pitcher like they boo.
The next All-Star game this city gets would be in a new downtown stadium or something.
Stop it.
No, that's next time what city would get an All-Star
game.
If you get a new stadium, you get an All-Star game.
I know what you're doing.
No, whether it's in Kansas, whether it's downtown Missouri, KCMO, whether it's Clay County.
Just stop.
We know they're not playing at Kauffman after 2030, or in 2030.
Are we going to get gambling legal in Missouri now they've got you on these rants?
Should have an update next week.
Please.
Glad you brought that up.
I'm
should have an update next week.
It's going to be super dangerous, but it's going to be super awesome. My buddy Robert and I, we both go back and forth, and who do you like tonight? What do you like? I'm thinking about this. I got to go to Kansas. And then it's like, damn it, couldn't get to Kansas, couldn't put the bet in, and him and I are just like, shout out to Ozzy. I have a friend named Robert that goes by Ozzy, and I have a friend named Robert that goes by Aussie. It's very confusing.
Yeah, that is.
It's very confusing.
No, next week there might be an update. There's a ballot measure, right, that it could end up on the ballot in November for those in Missouri to decide if they want to legalize sports betting. Dusty, that'll solve your problem.
Please.
We'll find out next week if the Secretary of State's office, I believe it's next week, approves the signatures to get it on the ballot and then move from there. Text line 913-586-7610. When do I start calling in for the tournament? Right around 1 o'clock, or basically whatever we say.
Mr. Hollywood over here.
Someone else says we definitely heard Dusty give that pasta the Hoctua, if you will.
That's not what they said.
Yeah, they said
there's a couple words in there that you did mention.
The Gluck Luck.
There you go. I love KC Kurt. Singing has never been a strength for me, but embarrassing myself was the sacrifice I was willing to make for a spot in the tourney.
Hey,
praise be, KC Kurt. Praise be.
If you're not down to, if you're too serious to embarrass yourself, then
that's why we're having you guys call in.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We all heard Dusty give that pasta the gluck gluck.
That's what the text I read.
don't even know what that means.
Random question.
This is all you right here. Random questions assigned to you. I had trash of the day.
Yep.
That's where we got Mr. Pancake.
Get on your belly, Mr. Pancake.
Yeah, man. So it's always fun getting to do these fill-ins shows with you guys because I get to kind of put a little bit of spin on like after hours in it, if it will be. And I'm sure yesterday when I sent you the mile-long text, you're like, whoa, Dusty, what are you doing? Right. I thought you had to work today. But no, Boston, Fenway, great place. And I'm interested to know because I really want to go to Massachusetts. Now, it's not for the reasons that you guys might think. This is where the D-bag minefield of Lee Summit comes out, according to the text line. That's what I'm... Today, been a rough day for your boy. Been called arrogant.
You've been
called a D-bag.
Attacked.
Been called a gluck-gluck on pasta. It is what it is. But where does Boston or Fenway rank on lists of places to go in the United States? I don't want to be like, well, I'd go to Fiji. Duh. But, like, if you could go anywhere in the United States for maybe a sports town... Does Boston rank in the top three? You talked yesterday. It's number one bucket list is to go to Fenway, watch a game. Maybe not number one, but it's a bucket list item to go to Fenway, watch a game. There's just so much to do in Boston. I'd love to go to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. I'd love to get a, you know, just a lobster roll every day of my life. I'd love to have the atmosphere of what it is. They say Massachusetts in the fall is gorgeous with the seasons changing. But Boston, I would say, or Fenway is a top two destination sports location for me in general on my bucket list. Number one would be Chicago. I've never been.
The only interest I have is going to Fenway. Other than that, I understand the historical nature of the city of Boston.
Martha's Vineyard?
I don't have much interest in going to, but to Boston.
Yeah, oh, right? Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But other than Fenway, that's the only reason why I would have any interest in going to Boston. I've been to Wrigley, so I want to go to Fenway, right? Two of the more historic venues in all of sports. Mm-hmm. And so Boston for Fenway, sure. And I'm sure I would have a good time in Boston, but it's like, if you're just asking like a list of cities to go to, it's quite a ways down the list. If we're just going sports venue, well, then I would put Fenway. I would also say the Big House. Like if we're going college football, I mean, there's a lot of venues down at Augusta for the Masters. If we're talking sports venues, but Fenway is very high on the list. I mean, for good reason. I know some people that are going up this weekend just to be mapped out. There'll be some Royals fans. It's a trip.
Well, it's something you can always look to do because they're always going to play in Boston.
Someone on the text line said they're flying to Boston tonight. Game tomorrow. Hopefully the rain holds off. Can't wait to see Fenway.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's definitely a good trip. You'll see some Royals fans in the crowd tonight or this weekend. My guess is because Boston's playing well, too. Those aren't cheap tickets.
And this series is a lot to ride on. You know, like, yeah, Boston's never a cheap ticket. I still remember, what was the movie with, the idiot from Late Night Television, Jimmy Fallon? Is it Fever Pitch? Where they're like auctioning off tickets at the beginning of the season with season tickets. He's like don't make me have to give you Royals tickets.
Came out in like 05. Fever
Pitch. Do you not like Jimmy Fallon either?
I hate Jimmy Fallon.
I don't mind Jimmy Fallon.
I just do. I'm a Kimmel guy.
Do you like any late? Okay, you do like late.
I'm not a Kimmel guy.
I loved Letterman. Like Kimmel.
I was a Leno guy for a while.
Do you hear about this? Look at this. This guy.
I was a Leno guy. Yeah, I don't really watch much of that anymore. But
somebody says San Diego, great town to visit and watch the Padres play. I know it's New York, but Yankee Stadium is still pretty damn cool. Yeah, again, like Royals go to New York. I mean, I want to see that stadium. It looks all go see Monument Park, all that sort of thing. That's a top five, probably.
If you go to see Yankee Stadium, you got to go during a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go just to do like a tour. I'd want to go with Royals and Yankees. I'd plan it out. That's the great thing about baseball, too, is like, you know, I know there's people out there that have done all 32 parks. You know, it's a really good place to go. Rocky Stadium. That place is awesome.
Oh, Denver? Yeah.
That is awesome. Like, that's in a downtown stadium.
And Denver's just a fun... I actually like the city of Denver anyway.
That's great.
Someone brought up San Diego. Well, that one's just not even just baseball. I would just love to go to San Diego. Again, if we're just talking about cities all of a sudden, Diego's very high on the list of... I've never been, but it's very high on the list of
the city.
Where
would Pittsburgh Stadium be as a bucket list?
It's on there just because of the skyline backdrop.
Right,
it's incredible. Yeah, I mean, the way they have the stadium position...
Like June spot where it's warm, you know, it's not, you're not dealing with any of the cooler weather.
Someone says Seattle. I have been to Seattle when the Royals played the Mariners a couple years ago. That's a great ballpark to go to. That's in downtown as well. Not a bad venue.
As you would suspect, the college football fan in me wants to, I would say Tiger Stadium, LSU, night game.
Oh, yeah.
Number one on the bucket list.
I do want to see like an SEC rivalry game at night
apparently,
in like the South.
Well,
apparently.
There's been games... loud enough where they've registered on the Richter scale for LSU night games. I think Augusta's easy.
Yeah.
MLB ballpark. I've been to a day game at Wrigley Field. It doesn't get any better than that. Before they had the video screens too, it was that That was.
I haven't been since they've redone it.
That was great. MLB ballparks. I feel like one that, in terms of going to a game at, would have to be Boston and Fenway, driven by Fenway. Obviously, not going to a game.
Yeah.
Allen Fieldhouse. Somebody texted in. Yeah, that's a. It's another bucket list item on.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be in go to a game there. You live 30 minutes away.
I was going to say, in my neck of the woods, I live a half hour.
Yeah, you should go at some point if you haven't.
Drew, I don't know if you know this. You know the Kansas City Chiefs stadium got so loud at one point they got a penalty called on them? Did you know that?
John Elway whined enough.
This is a true story. The referee literally gave the crowd a warning that the crowd was too loud and the quarterback couldn't hear his play calls being sent off, and then they gave him a flag for being too loud.
It's an all-timer.
It's a true story.
Only in the NFL would that happen.
That was Denver. That was 90s football. That's why Denver is hated in Kansas City, in case you need some more background filling.
Somebody said the Monaco Grand Prix, that'd be amazing. The money, the people, the scenery. I think it depends on where you're at. If you're on the water, yes. If you're in the middle
but
of the city,
you're there because it's Monaco, not because it's the F1.
You could argue that race is not actually the crown jewel of F1 anymore on the calendar.
Crown jewel.
Dusty perked up.
Say no more.
Crown jewel. He perked up.
See, this is cool too. From the 816, going to Yankee Stadium to see Notre Dame play Army this fall. That would be awesome. Like, see the college.
I want to go to the Army
hockey.
I want to go to see the Army Navy game. And they rotated it around. It was in Foxborough this past year. It's in Philly a lot of times. I think it's in DC this coming year. I would love to go see Army Navy. That's just a cool environment.
I'd like to go to Philadelphia and be behind their bench, and when Kansas City beats them, ask Sirianni if he can't hear him now. Can you hear now? Philly fans. Actually, I would not go to Philly for a Chiefs game.
There's the law, Pancake. Get on your belly.
In the name of the law.
Get on your belly, Mr. Pancake.
That cop has to get so much scrutiny for his voice.
Get on your belly.
Get on your belly. I got gerbils in my pants, man. I can lay on my back.
We found out there were four hamsters in that gentleman's pants, if you missed it from Trash of the Day. Four.
And he is wearing a leopard leotard?
And his name's Mr. Pancake.
This world is a strange place. Sometimes I'm happy I don't have kids. I'm sure the world's happy there's only one of me. There's probably some people that are mad that there is only one of me. Mr. Pancake. That's where we live in. Field of Dreams game. That'd be fun.
Well, that was neat when the Major League Baseball did that a couple years. They didn't do it this year, I think, because they did the Rickwood Field game for the Negro Leagues.
Oh, yeah.
But when they had... Will Kevin Costner walk out again? That was awesome.
And he still had it. He was strutting it and looking good, shades on.
Baseball's done a great job with the specialty games, as much as there's plenty of issues with Major League Baseball. But when they've had the Negro League tribute game and when they've done the Field of Dreams game, they got to continue. We discussed this earlier in the week about the inventory of games. Like, take advantage of that. Do more of those. You have 162 games for each team. Do some specialty broadcasts.
Is there a Hall of Fame that you guys haven't been to that you would want to go to?
I mean, I've never been to either. I haven't been to Cooperstown or Canton.
Cooperstown is great. I was going to say Cooperstown. I've been to Cooperstown and Canton.
To get to? It's a small town.
Yes.
It's like West Virginia.
Same thing with the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. It's not a small town necessarily, but it's not like Boston or anything like that.
I just want to go to Boston.
Look up flights. Get a flight out, man. You're off at 2. Go ahead. Take a flight out to Boston.
No, I got
today.
Let's go.
I got the Warriors playing there this weekend. I got happy hour tonight with a buddy today, and it's in the D-bag minefield of Lee's Summit. So yeah, feel free.
That comment really is sticking with you.
You attacked my home.
That text is really bugging you. Somebody texted that in at 11 o'clock today,
and it's 2 hours later. Yeah.
1 o'clock. And that's the one out of all the texts that hurts you the most.
I still think that's the biggest. If a girl wants to get under a guy's skin, you call him a D-bag. You can call me a Richard. You can call me whatever you want. But when some girl looks you dead in the eye and is like, you're a douche, you'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah, that.
Woo,
yeah.
That stings. That one hurt.
PGA Hall of Fame? Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Golf Hall of Fame is really cool, Dusty. You been? Yes.
Golf Hall of Fame.
Yep.
It's a sport.
The World Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, no, it's a sport.
Yeah, it is. And they're athletes.
Ooh, saying I'm still hot about Lee Summitt.
And Nikki Glaser under your skin.
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame, or at the Hall of Fame, Dusty, there's a par three. They basically made a replica. I think it was of TPC Sawgrass. And it's like a driving range of 50, like, bays. Mm-hmm. And you can...
Babes?
Bays.
Oh.
B-A-Y-S.
Man, I'm definitely going now. There's 50 babes on a par three. You hitting that green or no?
There might be some of them out there who are watching you swing the club.
That arm has to go long.
You get there was like a demo of people that give you like a 7, 8, 9, whatever club you want. You can take it and see if you can hit the green. Mm.
I think waste management would be on my bucket list of sporting events.
I've been there.
Great time. You guys
I guarantee
it. It was their Super Bowl week in Phoenix, and that Saturday we went. It was awesome. The weather was perfect too. Mm. Yeah, that was a ton of fun. You would really enjoy that.
Dusty the Clown from the 816. Nice to have you.
Up next.
Lee Summitt is the worst suburb in Kansas City.
Wow, shots fired.
Jeez.
Up next, Club 610 opens up. We'll get some drinks flowing a little bit. We've got our guy Andrew from Rieger stopping by. We'll get back into the Chiefs conversation we had around the concerns heading into camp, as well as another two chances to qualify for our college football video game tournament.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.